Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Over the last 20 years of doing these commentaries, I have asked on numerous occasions why the unions exclusively endorse Democrat candidates. I have yet to have a representative from any of the unions call to discuss their reasoning. I would truly like to know why. It doesn't make any logical sense. California is extremely overregulated by Democrats. These excessive regulations force thousands of companies to relocate or close their doors. Many of the employees in these companies belong to unions. Regulations are dreamed up by the legislators, who, and for the most part, have never held a job in the private sector. They believe they are saving the planet when, in fact, they often cause more global pollution. The last pulp mill in Humboldt County that closed their doors is a prime example. The lost union jobs were excellent, high-paying jobs. The California Air Resources Board, or CARB, stands for Cleaner Air. Great, we all want cleaner air, right? But CARB is inflicting such severe fees on our local businesses like the pulp mill and trucking companies that they close their doors and the high-paying union jobs are eliminated. The pulp demand is still there, so instead of being produced in Humboldt County, it is produced in China, where the smokestacks are spewing smoke as black as the Ace of Spades 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. CARB has effectively eliminated high-paying union jobs in Humboldt County and exported them to other states or countries, which in effect harms the environment. The teachers' union also endorsed these same politicians, and now there are fewer students in Humboldt County classrooms. The complete repercussions of the pulp mill closure haven't fully reached our schools yet. I know of a family whose father, a pillar of our community, lost his job at the pulp mill and has tried everything he could think of to stay in Humboldt County. He, his wife, and their four school-aged children are moving to another state at the end of the school year. Teachers, if you have a class size of 20 students, his four kids equal 25% of your job. Please explain to me why the teachers' union endorsed these liberal politicians who are destroying private businesses and California's economy. Believe it or not, conservatives are just as passionate about education as liberals. As far as the trucking industry is concerned, there is a local company who has 64 big rigs that close their doors because of the CARB regulations. I've heard some people say that's okay, because the jobs will just transfer to other trucking companies. This may be true, but many of these jobs will be done by companies outside of California, where the cost to do business is reasonable. I know of a supply company based in Oregon that delivers products to Humboldt County. They do not have local employees and do not buy any fuel in California, because not only does it cost more, but the many additives in our fuel greatly reduce fuel economy. This Oregon company does not have to bear the cost of being compliant in California. One delivery truck cost about $15,000 just to meet recent CARB requirements. Because of regulations, the local company incurs a much higher cost to do business. Yet many local government agencies buy their supplies from the company in Oregon. They actually support another state that isn't required to be as green. This is wrong in so many ways and should be illegal. I also find it ironic and even hypocritical that some businesses in Humboldt County that promote and advertise to buy local purchase their supplies out of state as well. They want the consumer to pay more at their store to support our local economy, yet they don't. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.